Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Coach Cassandra. How are you?
Hey, good morning, everyone. Good morning. Hey, All About Entrepreneurs. Oh, audience, we're so glad you're with us today. This is our awesome day. Want to tell everybody, you're going to make it. It's Friday. You're going to make it. Oh, my gosh. What an exciting day. Yes, indeed.
So excited. So exciting, I tell you. This is Friday. I know a lot of people are getting ready to make plans or making plans, rather, for their Memorial Day weekends and going to go celebrating with their family, with their friends, maybe take a little trip somewhere. What are you doing this weekend, Coach Cassandra? Anything special?
Oh, gosh. I'm going to do what I do every day, actually. I'm going to get with some friends and barbecue and that whole scene. But I want to remind everyone, live your life to the fullest, okay? Whatever you do, whatever that is, get in that flow God has given you and live your life to the fullest in every area of your life, whether you're at work, whether you're, you know, spending time with friends at church, you know, whether you're playing golf or playing basketball, live your life to the fullest. It's the only life that we get. And don't be miserable. Don't be sitting around having a pity party. Listen, get outside, take a walk, do something that will life you, that will make you feel great. And, you know, that's
right.
Makes so much difference. Yes.
My God. Yes, and I want to just recap with everybody. Thank you for tuning in, but what a power. This was a power-packed week, Coach Cassandra. We
have
some amazing people on this week. Oh, my God. Starting with that minister, prophetess Trish Morissette on Monday, and then backing that up on Tuesday with Richard Jackson Pastor Jackson, yes. And then on Wednesday, who do we have? Pastor Jackie Allen, right?
Yes. Wow.
Then on
Thursday,
closing it out with Dr. Pastor Charles Jackson. Oh, my God. What
yes.
a week. Oh. We are we going to top this week? That boy, oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how we're going to top all that. We had David Knight stopping by the studio. And
oh, yes. Hello, David. Yes, and the Christian Social Network. Woohoo! Wow.
Oh, my
God. It's been a wow week. Oh, my gosh. And it just keeps getting better and better. You know, you think, okay, this is our best week, and then God just shows up, and he just allows us to meet some more spectacular people. You know, Rebecca says, watch and be utterly amazed.
Mm.
Watch God and be utterly amazed. You know,
wow.
God knows how to blow our minds. When we think we've done it all, know it all, seen it all, he's like, you ain't seen nothing. Oh, my goodness. He loves us so much. So much.
You're right.
If we will seek, we will find. If we will knock, the door will be open. Oh, my gosh. We just have to get out there and get in life. And it happens. It will happen over and over and over again. That's why I'm going to tell everyone, you're going to make it. It's going to happen. Just put one foot in front of the other. And that's why Coach Lalisa is the power coach, and I am Cassandra McKissack, the possibility coach. And, wow, we want to give you a pow, a kapooey. You know, you can make it. You can do it. We want to help you power up your possibilities so that you can know that you can do it, that you can do it. Listen, don't despise small beginnings, okay? I'm sure when Coach Lalisa first put this show together, you know, she didn't know all the twists and turns and all the ups and downs, you know, that would occur. You know, we think that we would do something that's just going to be a straight line. I started here and just smooth sailing, and God has another picture. He's going to have you go up, go down, go sideways, to the left, a little bit, to the right, to the right. He wants to mix it up, make it exciting so that, you know, we always know that our dependency is on him and not ourselves. Wow, that if we acknowledge him in all our ways, he's going to direct our path. He's going to make it happen. And I love that. I love that.
Yes, yes.
You just don't know what to expect. Mm-hmm.
No, that's a good point. Such a great point, Coach Cassandra. You know, he is definitely in control whether we like it or not. Whether we recognize, if we don't recognize it, even if we don't acknowledge him, he's still in control.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and he's really just teaching us how to be faith walkers. You know that we walk by faith and not by sight, and no matter what it looks like, just keep it moving because on the other side, you're going to see the sunlight. You're going to see the dawning of the day. No matter how dreary it looks, there is hope. There is light on the other side if we would only have faith, if we would only tie a knot at the end of the rope. You know, when you think you've come to the end of yourself? Mm-mm. Oh, no, there's always something else. Always with something you hadn't even expected, something you hadn't even thought of, you know? Wow. That's all I can say is, wow, I am utterly amazed. What about you, Coach? Do you feel like that, that you're just utterly amazed at his goodness in your life?
Oh, God, yes. Oh, I am so utterly amazed. yes, every single day. And, you know, I want to just thank everyone for tuning in all this week. We want to thank you for joining us on the show. If you have a comment, you know, Friday is our open mic day. So
yeah.
I know we can't do it every Friday because we sometimes have to put a guest, due to scheduling, we have to put a guest on Friday. But typically, if we don't have a guest, we want to do open mic. We want you to be accustomed to being able to know that if you didn't get your question or your comment in during the week, Monday through Thursday, and if you don't mind saving it to Friday, we will make sure you can say what you had to say or make a comment or share about some strategy that you've found that is working for your business that you want to share with others. You want to share that globally, nationally and globally. Well, we're no longer national. National, the word will be phased out soon because everyone is gone global. And you may say, well, I haven't gone global. Do you have a Facebook page? You may say, yes.
Right.
Well, you've gone global because Facebook is global. Do you have a website? You may say, yes. Well, you've gone global because that's why it's called the World Wide Web. That's what WWW stands for. Because I know some people, they've just been using it all their life, and they may not have been around when that acronym was created, and they may not know what it stands for, but WWW stands for the World Wide Web. So that means you're global. So we have a first hand up, so let's take that person, if that's okay, Coach Cassandra.
Oh, yeah, let's do it. Hey, let's go for
it. Yeah. And I can see my switchboard. I can see my Facebook page. So if anybody wants to send me a message, I am stationary this morning. God bless. So I'm not on the road. I'm not driving down. Oh, my God. I'm not driving down 1 and 9. Not going near the Pulaski Skyway because you can't go over it right now. So, yes, I can. If you want to inbox me on Facebook, feel free. Area code 908. Your line is open. What's on your mind?
Listen, praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory, my Lord. Fruitful Friday. Hallelujah. I tell you, I have a testimony. Good morning. God bless you, great women of God, Coach Elisa and Coach Cassandra. I am so grateful for All About Entrepreneur Show. Yes, this is indeed your sister in the Lord, praise ye the Lord, and co-labor minister Valerie Allen, humbled and grateful executive producer, author, preacher, teacher, trainer, and speaker of the gospel of Yeshua Christ Jesus. I am just coming here today just to give thanks unto God for you. I tell you, you ladies know you had allowed me to come to your show right here on Blog Talk Radio on Friday, April 10th, 2014, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, All About Entrepreneurs. And I tell you, God truly has showed up and showed out. Coach Cassandra, you were there this morning. I was just leaping with joy with your opening, your greeting this morning, giving God the glory and saying how powerful our God is and how we, you know, when we step out in faith and the Lord will show up, well, truly, God has truly shown up and shown out in my life. There's a change in my life. Lord, I thank you. There's a change in my life. And I tell you, you know, we were going through the month. We took a tour, and here we are to worship groups last year. We are to worship ministries. Most of you know we're raising funds, amen, for what the Lord has placed in our hand, an awesome, powerful documentary film titled Here We Are to Worship in Spirit and Truth, Breaking Suffering, Silence of Abuse, all genres of abuse from domestic violence to mental, physical abuse, spiritual abuse, sexual abuse, you name it, through the power of God, we believe those chains will be broken. So we're so grateful for the tool, and most know that when you're, amen, going forth, you do need finances to, you know, to be able to put your things together. So with that being stated, I've been hearing this word. People have been saying, you know, if the Lord calls you out there, he will provide, you know, in your vision in that respect. So I tell you, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful because my heart is just full this morning. My heart truly is full. I couldn't wait today to call in. I had no doubt that this morning would come, and I would surely call in to testify unto the glory of God what All About Entrepreneur Show has done for Here We Are to Worship Group / Here We Are to Worship Ministries in our documentary film, just by spreading one word. Just by being able to speak one word, being able to open up the door for us to come in, to be interviewed, and to share and ask for raising up funds. And I will never forget the day. I'll never forget the day. Coastal Lisa, towards the end, there was another guest. I believe I was
called on first. I was scheduled first. However, the Lord, you know, Coach Cassandra, God moved mightily thereafter too, I believe, you know, as we went forward after the second guest. But during the conclusion, I heard Coach LaLisa make mention of the Christian Social Network, the Christian Social Network, where David Knight Jr. is the founding CEO. And I hadn't thought much of it, but she had specifically said, as you hear her promoting, and Coach Cassandra, I'm speaking to the listening audience that's present now, you heard her, been hearing her mention about the Christian Social Network more so than ever. And I tell you, I'm here to echo and just say, please connect to Christian Social Network. There's no regret there. So with that, I had not given too much thought, but the Holy Spirit, Lord, I thank you, the power of God, the Holy Spirit reminded me of what Coach LaLisa has said in referring me and I believe her name was Prudence. She was also, or she's also a producer directing a, she had produced an awesome stage play, I believe, during that time. So with that, however, I know the Holy Spirit brought it back to mind. So I followed the instruction. I went to Christian Social Network. I saw the site, and those of you who may not know it, Coach LaLisa and Coach Cassandra explained, it's a social network that's more for believers, if you will, as I call myself a born-again believer, but it's clean and it's godly and, you know, and on the lines of such as Facebook, but the coaches here would explain more to you in that in detail. But nonetheless, my God, I went there. I perused, you know, checked out the site. I signed up for my account. But what also struck out was the word fundraiser, because I knew this was where, you know, this was our goal. This was what we were in need of, you know, raising funds. So I made the connection with David and his representative, Deontay, April, Sister April Whirlberg, my God, the director of hospitality. What a blessing. What a blessing. So we connected, praise God, and long story short from that, recently, where the Lord truly, truly blessed, when I said the Lord has truly overtaken me, the blessings of the Lord mix one rich and adds no sorrow to it, Lord, I thank you. Truly, God opened up a door, more than just a door, but he opened up a window and poured out a blessing upon our ministry, upon our project, exceedingly abundantly more than I could have ever imagined or think. I'm so grateful this morning. I don't intend to take much time and place, but I just feel that this needs to be said in the way that the Lord is allowing, with the word of testimony to someone that's listening in this morning and giving God the glory and honor to All About Entrepreneur Show with Coach LaLisa and Coach Cassandra, because I tell you, God has blown my mind. This is truly, as Coach Cassandra says, an espadala moment, minute for me and morning for me. I'm just so grateful. So with God being God, somehow God supernaturally divined it for me, Coach LaLisa, and David Knight to connect on last weekend, doing an actual women's conference that Coach LaLisa was invited to as guest and, you know, workshop trainer and speaker, as awesome as she is with her powerful, powerful, powerful workshop title, Releasing Your Powerful. And I say she did an excellent, extraordinary job, was very well received. But little did I know what was in store for me, as prior to that, David Knight, founder and CEO of Christian Social Network, had April, his director of hospitality, to contact me prior to about Wednesday or Thursday, I believe it was, of that week, prior to the conference, and requested if I would be in attendance where LaLisa was, because he was coming to New Jersey. Therefore, he would be able to meet me as well as LaLisa, you know, for the first time and things of that nature. So interesting enough how God worked it out. I was already contemplating going to the conference to support Coach LaLisa. And the Lord worked it out. We all end up in the same place, Saturday, May 17, 2014. And I tell you, God met me there. you know, you've heard it stated many times, and I know this is something that David Knight himself often say, one of the tools in business and being to receive a blessing, you first have to show up. You got to show up. And I tell you, when I showed up, God showed out, and I wasn't even the guest. I wasn't on the roster to speak or anything. It's why I'm just so floored at the power of God and the blessings of God. However, I thank the Lord because my story was told. Coach Delisa had used my story as an example to prove, not to prove, if you will, but to, she can say more in her words as she, you know, had stated there at the women's conference, but just to as a testimony is to encourage, because again the theme was and is God's Confident Women Conference 2014. So it appears that she had called me out. She had literally called me out to, you know, to make note to that. And here I am, in all intents and purposes, a homeless executive producer, which is no shame in that because we know that I know I'm on a journey. And hallelujah. And so she pointed that out. And the moment she said that, the entire audience of women, they were like, oh, you could hear like a spirit of sympathy in that respect. And I was sitting right there. And so Coach had said to the audience then, she said, listen, she said, there's no all here. She said, the woman is telling everybody. She's been on the internet with it and everything. As a matter of fact, she's sitting right here. And true enough, I was. But I know it's just, you know, just to encourage others that no matter where you are in your life, your lifestyle, your circumstances, the situation, when God has called you, amen, to what he has called me to do and using my God-given talents and abilities, all things are yet possible. And you can still yet show up, God show out and praise your way through. So David Knight did not know. David Knight was not aware of my lifestyle, circumstance, or situation or anything through the conversation that he and April and I had, never. So when he showed up, he knew we came to just, you know, was about business meeting for the first time, running forth with the fundraiser through Christian Social Network and things of that nature. And the next thing I know, there was a presentation. He did ask, you know, if this was something that, you know, may be possible to do, but of course all of that would have to be approved from the host. So we gotta give God just the glory for so many parties involved, because all of this went down at the Resurrection Kingdom Ministries, where the pastor is Pastor Woods there and his wonderful, beautiful wife, Minister Regina Woods, who was the host of the entire event of this awesome women's conference 2014. And she allowed this door to be open where David Knight would come forth and do a presentation, much surprise to me. And then he had called Coach Delisa down to the front. And when he opened his mouth, David said the first thing he said, no, he knew he had come to New Jersey. He knew he had come to New Jersey to do business with this woman of God, but he didn't know that she was homeless. And so with that, then he had Delisa come forth, and he presented something to Delisa, and the next thing I know, I was called forth to the front, praise the Lord. And then Coach Delisa turned around to me, minister, and I tell you, talk about minister, she certainly served this woman of God. She served me. And I tell you, she handed over $200 in cash in my hand from David Knight to her hand to my hand on behalf of Christian Social Network. He actually kicked off this fundraiser for Here We Are to Worship Group, Breaking Suffering Silence of Abuse Project. And then from there, woman after woman, even the host herself, Minister Regina Woods, even the visiting speaker, the woman of God herself, Apostle Mims, Lalisa Mims, she sowed seeds into it as well, too. We want to give thanks also to Zeke Coleman because she even, Coach Lalisa purchased a T-shirt for myself because I was able to bring my son, one of the only males, in the women's conference, but so blessed. Zeke Coleman also purchased a T-shirt for him. So we're just so grateful for all the giving. But why is this so significant? Why is this so significant? Because the night before, Friday night, I just had a text conversation with our film editor / filmmaker, and he had just quoted a price. We were back and forth with a text conversation, and I could sense that there was doubt. He didn't seem that he believed that we would have a deposit, have the funds to start, and have the funds to complete. And so all I answered back was, I hope that we will, I pray that we will, and then I said this at the end with my final text, God did it before, I know he'll do it again. And certainly, because what we're doing is currently we're reproducing the documentary film. The film, Here We Are to Worship in Spirit and True, documentary film has been accepted, and the church is making movies, Christian Film Festival, appearing and screening October 2014. And so we're giving God glory for that. So we're raising funds to get everything, you know, situated for that and all the other open doors that the Lord has opened where the documentary film is going to be screened. And now also at Resurrection Kingdom Ministries, glory be to God. But there again, I just trusted God. I just trusted God. I just believed if the Lord did it again when he allowed us to produce it initially in 2012, I knew he would do it again. I had no doubt that he would do it again because he gave it to me. Amen. He's the creator. He's the executive producer, not myself. He is. So, you know, we often heard it said, as I've been encouraged along the way, that God, you know, will provide. He will supply. He provide. He gave the vision. He will provide the provision. And sure enough, he kicked it off. And it amazed me. It amazed me. As each woman was given, it was one woman in particular that the Lord himself spoke to as she testified on Sunday, because we went back on Sunday the 18th, and I'll be wrapping this up. But I had to go back. I had to go back Sunday to give thanks. I had to. And so she, one woman of God that had blessed, put a blessing in my hand, walked me over to this woman of God, Beatrice Bowman. I will not forget her. And she wrote out a check. And I asked her, as I always tell, which is the truth, I let everyone know, whatever, every dollar and cent that you sow into this project, and Here We Are to Worship Ministries, goes to this project. Every dollar and cent, not to myself. So I needed to clear that up even in the women's conference. And so when Beatrice wrote out the check, she did as is instructed to write it out to Here We Are to Worship Group. I never saw the check. She folded the check up. She handed it in my hand. I never saw the check at the conference, I should say. She folded the check up. She placed the check in my hand. I took the check and placed it in my handbag. And so there we went, you know, benediction and all of that. We conclude and we go our separate ways. And then I come back to where my son and I are currently residing. And my Lord, as we were unpacking, so I pull out the cash, you know, pulling out the cash, bless the Lord. And then I pulled out the check, and I folded the check. And when I read the number on the check, it just blew my mind. It just blew my absolute mind. The check was written out as the total amount that the film editor had just asked and requested the night before Friday night. And I know that Beatrice didn't know. I know that the church didn't know. I know that nobody knew but God. As I said to him on Sunday, I know nothing but flesh and blood have revealed that to you. Nobody could have. And as she admitted it on Sunday, as her and I had conversation after service, she said that she struggled with that. But she said, the moment I showed up, when I walked through the door, she knew there was something about me. The Lord had begun to talk to her about me, but she didn't know what it was. As we went forth, and then when the presentation came and it was time to give, she said she struggled with it. She said she admitted she struggled with it. The Lord had told her to write that amount. And she said, I'm not giving that to her. And she said, the Lord said to her, give it to her. And she did, out of obedience. And little did she know, she was in tears Sunday. I was in somewhat tears on Sunday. And then when we got to speak after service, I'm just so grateful. She went to the website. I encouraged her to go to the website. Check us out at herewearetoworship.webs.com, breakingsufferingsilenceofabuse.webs.com, to see where she's sowing her seed, to know that she know and understand where her seed is going, where her investment is being made. Especially with that amountable amount, you have to know. And I want her to know. And I've also encouraged her to follow me from that day forward, from Sunday on, as we keep in touch so she see where her seed is going and growing. And I'm just so grateful to God. So in keeping my word, I met with our film editor on this past Wednesday. We met, hallelujah, And we sat down and we talked and mapping it all out, praise the Lord, and we put the deposit down. We were able to place the deposit down, and I'm just so grateful to God that we're moving forward. Hallelujah. The documentary film is kicked off, praise you the Lord. I will say I'm so grateful to Kingdom Resurrection Ministries. Trying not to, you know, say the total amount in general, but I will say this. Thanks be to God for All About Entrepreneurs. The All About Entrepreneurs show with Coastal Elise and Coastal Sandra, just spreading one word, allowing us first the open door through God, the favor of God, to come in to share and request and raising funds, hallelujah, and sharing one word about the Christian Social Network. And us, amen, taking that, running with it, following up and following through and watching God move. And just with that one church, hallelujah, with that one church, may the Lord bless them exceedingly abundantly all, unexpected to all. The Lord allowed us to raise up well over $2,000 in cash and one check. Glory be to God. It was the kickstart that we needed. It was the very kickstart we needed to kick off and to help reproduce our documentary film, because we have a due date. We have to have it polished up and prepared for October, by July 1st. And so we needed the film editor to get started ASAP, amen, the film editor and filmmaker to get started ASAP in order to, you know, revise and re-edit and do all the things that we need to do and the promotional tools and for distribution there after the fact. So we're so grateful. We're still raising funds. I tell you, even on Sunday, another woman of God came up and financially blessed us with, you know, gave that, you know, entire total. Glory be to God. And others are yet still giving. I tell you, God is just sending them. The more that I've shared the testimony, it seemed to have encouraged the heart of givers. And they've just been giving one after the other. And I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful, as I said, to the women and men on Sunday, amen, and concluding the God Confident Women Conference 2014. What a testimony unto the glory of God. What a testimony. I am no doubt, I'm in no doubt in knowing and understanding I am called, as Pastor Sharon Dean spoke on Sunday, called out. And Pastor and Apostle Mim spoke out on Saturday relating to, I've been called for this. I have no doubt, I'm more than convinced as a woman of God that God has called me out for this and that I'm called out to do what we're doing. So we're so proud and humbled and grateful to know that God is moving forward. God is moving forward with this documentary film project. Not only are we moving forward with the documentary film, but we're also now moving forth with music production. We're producing our first single in correlation with the documentary film, and then we're moving into stage production. Hallelujah. I will also be producing the book, the behind-the-scenes journey, the pit, the palace, from the pit, the palace, to the prison. Hallelujah. And then after that, we're moving, hallelujah, into, amen, film. An actual movie as well as TV production. So I thank the Lord for the giving, because it's kicking off with the Lord, amen, what the Lord has placed in our hands to do. And so I'm just here today to just say thank you, thank you, thank you. And if anyone yet still want to give, hallelujah, we ask that you just go to our website at hereweartoworship.webs.com or either Breaking Suffrage Silence of Abuse.web.com, because through the power of God, through our own testimonies, using our very own lives, we are going to break these chains and break these cycles of suffering and silence of abuse. Far too long, often and too long, too many are yet still suffering. But we believe and know, if it had not been the Lord on our side, all of us, including myself, four women who've come together to share our stories of all we have triumphed, amen, and survived, from childhood molestation to rape to lesbianism to extreme domestic violence, you name it, we've gone through it. But, God, if it had not been the Lord on our side, we wouldn't make it. So we thank the Lord that we have a tool that we can show, amen, but we also have a message of hope inspiration and inspiration, hallelujah, and empowerment, amen, to pull somebody else out of the fiery furnace, amen. So thank you so much, coaches. God bless you, Coach Lalisa. God bless you, Coach Cassandra. God bless you, David Knight. God bless you, Resurrection Kingdom Ministries. God bless you, Beatrice Bowen, in affiliation with the church. God bless you, C. Coleman. God bless you, Apostle Mims. God bless you, Pastor Dean. God bless you all. Everyone that gave, each and everyone that gave, our prayer is that as we prosper, amen, that we continue to be blessed, to be a blessing. And that you that gave and are giving, that you will, hallelujah, that you will be blessed exceedingly, abundantly more than you could ever ask or think. In Yeshua Christ's name, amen, amen, amen. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Powerful, powerful testimony. And Coach Fred, good morning and welcome. Welcome, our other coach. And I think we got David Knight also on the line with us this morning. Thank
good yeah, morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, Coach Fred. How are you?
Excellent. You know my voice, huh? The sheep know it. They know their shepherd knows the sheep's voice. Wow, wow, wow. Good. I enjoyed her testimony. That was wonderful. Wonderful. So I'm just going to be obedient and say what I have to say. And I heard you say something early. The Bible says that the just shall live by faith.
Yes.
All you
yes.
need is a mustard seed of faith. You hear that mustard seed of faith? When you hear the word, follow the instruction. Follow the instruction. Don't do it your way. Follow the instruction and see when God pour out a blessing that'll be exceedingly and abundantly more than you can handle. That's for some business owners out there who are listening and some people who are not business owners. They're just listening, wanting to know what their next step is. Follow the instruction. Hear the word and follow the instruction. You just heard a powerful testimony on someone who heard the word and by faith moved by
yeah.
faith and received the blessing that she never thought was coming her way. Didn't even know. No one even knew what the amount was. So just hear the word and follow the instruction. Back to you, Coach.
Awesome. Awesome. That is so good. That is a good word. And also, David Knight, God bless you, man of God. And for those of you who are listening, if you don't have your Christian social network page set up, please do so, because that is an anointed work. And so you get linked up with that, you're going to start seeing all kinds of miracles. He's so much so that he's even been assigned and called to do Miracle Mondays right here on the AAE show. The AAE show is happy and excited that we have hooked up with David Knight. David, can you talk more about and I know we heard a little bit about it today, but since we have you live and in living color, can you tell us, I'm so excited about this Miracle Monday. What can we expect? A miracle.
Yes, I can. Praise God. Praise God for that awesome testimony by Minister Allen. I just want to drop a few nuggets before I talk about Miracle Mondays. You know, this show is a blessing in and of itself. And if you did not catch what Minister Allen said, here's a nugget for you. You have to show up for your blessing. If you don't show up, you do not know what the possibilities are. That's why to our listening audience, I want to encourage you to invite your friends, your neighbors, your relatives to tune into the show. This was a blessing. This was an absolute blessing. And for the entrepreneurs that are listening, here's the nugget. God has to be the CEO of your business. To be successful, God has to be the CEO of your business.
Yeah.
So show up for the blessing. Here's the other nugget. Dreaming and believing may lead to results. I'm going to give you a warning. Dreaming and believing may lead to results. Show up for your blessing. Minister Allen, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. That's a blessing because she showed up. Miracle Mondays, it's not about the Christian social network. It's not about what we do on the air, but it's about expanding the kingdom. The kingdom has, the body has many parts, and it's scattered. And some parts are hurting. A lot of the parts are hurting. Babies need to be fed. Lights, utilities need to be kept on. Roof over individuals' head. The body is struggling. So what we're going to attempt to do with Miracle Mondays is do a small part to help the body. We are going to, on the Christian Social Network and on the All About Entrepreneur Show, starting off sometime in June, every Monday, we're going to bless a needy family with up to $250 to meet whatever need they may be struggling with. $250 is not a lot, but it can help pay some utility bills. It can put some food on the table. It can help that struggling mother trying to feed her babies to get something to eat. So we want to do our part and help produce a small miracle every Monday. We're going to start off with one family, but we want to expand to many families because the kingdom is large and the kingdom is vast. And here's the thing about the kingdom needs resources. There's billions of dollars that are circulating outside of the kingdom. Can you imagine what would happen to the kingdom if we can bring those resources back into community and churches? That's why we have to stand together. That's why we have to participate. That's why we have to support. That's why we have to get behind the things that are kingdom building, like the AAE show. Yes, the title is all about entrepreneurs, but look at the writing on the wall. This show is blessing people, not just coast to coast, but worldwide. An internet blog talk radio show is not local, is not national. It's worldwide. In every places of the world you can get the internet, guess what? That's where this radio show is. So we are blessed to be a part of it. I'm excited to work alongside with Coach Lalisa, Coach Cassandra, Coach Fred. We are all importing blessings into the lives of believers. So support what we're doing. I challenge everyone to find friends, relatives, and neighbors. Have them tune in and just listen to be a blessing. I can't tell you how I was blessed this morning listening to Minister Alice speak. You know, I had no idea, no clue what God was doing on the Saturday that she spoke about. Here I am, the only man to show up at a woman's conference. I'm sitting in the audience thinking, God, this is a real good sense of humor that's being played on me, but it wasn't. It was some serious work. It was serious work because, like I said, the body is struggling. There are people that are in need, and God want to be able to bless them. So we are all a part of what God uses to bless other people. You might not understand it, but you know what? It's not for us to understand. It's for us to obey. Just like Minister Fred said, you have to be obedient. Be obedient to what God is asking you to do, and it will be a you will be blessed to be a blessing. Everything that we're doing is planting seeds. And here's the thing about planting seeds. It's not just for farmers to plant a seed and get a harvest. That's kingdom work. That's kingdom work. God allows us to be the seeds that are being planted into the soil that he has cultivated and tilled so that the harvest can actually come out for the entire kingdom. So support this show all about entrepreneurs. Support the Christian ministry, the Christian Social Network. Support all of the speakers that come on. Listen to the speakers. Look at their background. Do the research. These are mighty men and women of God that are doing kingdom work. So I praise God for this show. I praise God for the speakers that are awesome. I praise God that what we are doing is actually building kingdom. Stay tuned for Miracle Mondays. Back to you, Coach.
Wow. Yes. Oh, my God. That is so awesome. So amazing. Oh, my God. You know, I tell you, God really does have jokes. I mean, he really does have a sense of humor, I should say, because when we, oh, my God, helping people who are families or in need at a time that they really needed most, what an answered prayer. What an answered prayer. We have been praying this prayer for, oh, my God, since 2000, somewhere before, probably or since around 97. It's been our prayer, our desire to do the very thing that I witnessed David Knight doing on Saturday. Like you said, the only man in the conference. He could have left. He could have said, you know what? This isn't for me. I'm out of here. There's no other men. I thought there would be, there were a few men in the back working the recording equipment. So I thought that there would, but you know, typically I've been to other women conferences around and there's typically a man or two because sometimes if there's a speaker, you know, her, if she's married, her husband may attend or her son, her nephew, sometimes the people in the church. And so I wasn't sure, and when I did ask the woman of God who was giving the event if men were barred, because I know sometimes topics that get very sensitive for women and they want to be able to really take their mask off and really let their hair down and share some things that they would like to share only around other women. But she said, well, it wasn't that type of, situation. So I thought, okay, well, fine, he can come. But really, truly, he was the only man there. And there was a little boy, a very young child that was there. He was, but he was a little occupied, though, but he was a little kid. And about three or four, I guess. But, oh, yeah, and Daniel, what am I talking about? What are you talking about? David, did you not forget the prophet, Daniel, that was in the audience? Little Daniel, but I know what you mean. But, wow, can't forget Daniel, y'all. Listen, I know the show is, well, I can't talk so much about that. That's for another show, but that is one anointed kid. And I know people say, you shouldn't say who is anointed and whatever. But the Bible says that we have an anointing. Come on, somebody. I'm just saying what the Word said. The Word says that you have an anointing. Amen. So listen, we can say that people are anointed if God says you. If you have an anointing, that means you're anointed. But anyway, like, right, because if you have millions, doesn't that mean you're rich? Oh, okay, so if you have an anointing, that means you are anointed. But this little kid, but really, you know how I can, it's like switching and be sounding so serious and then back to joking. But this kid, Daniel, oh, my God, I can't say enough about little Daniel and his worship. I just can't say enough about him and his worship. Daniel makes everyone in the room want to worship God. And he really does. You just watch. And anyway, that just really does my heart, just to watch him. And to have been so near him, you can just feel it. And he makes you want to worship God. And I was already wanting to worship God even before I got in a room with a child like Daniel, but he doesn't hold back his worship for nobody. And I love one of the things he kept saying was that, I don't want nothing, he kept saying. He said it over and over. I don't want to do nothing. I don't want nothing but just to worship God. Anyway, so I just can get, I can go in another direction just thinking about him that day. That whole church was definitely, that building was definitely saturated, just saturated with the presence of God. Oh, my God. And on Sunday, even the woman of God who came to preach on Sunday, she felt it immediately. And I know people say that, and sometimes you don't know if it's a cliche when they say the atmosphere was set. But no, that wasn't a cliche. It was serious. And it made me want to have that type of experience that we had on Saturday, May 17th. I want that experience every day. I want to go to an event, a service like that every day. That's how powerful it was. The praise dancers, these young ladies, woo, they danced and they danced and they danced. You know, not once. They weren't like, you know, because you know how youth can be something. They weren't antsy, like, let us get out of this. Let us go. We got to go. No. They sat in their clothing. They danced. They got off the platform. They sat some more. They came back. They danced. Oh, boy. Anyway, so, well, I know I said it was open mic, so who else wants to jump in? And, you know, but thank you, David. Thank you, Christian Social Network. Thank you, Coach Cassandra, for introducing us to David. You know, me and my friend Denise Jenkins, we would call the connection that was made between myself and Coach Cassandra and then between Coach Cassandra and David and everyone, and even my connection with Valerie, we call that a Holy Ghost hookup. You know, people go on these social network sites and they want to hook up with people. Or people go to the, I remember back in the day we would go to the clubs or the after work parties to find a hookup, like in a relationship hookup. And so that was where you don't know them, they don't know you, and you're hooking up to do something. Well, God has a Holy Ghost hookup, that he's going to hook you up to somebody to do something, and it's going to be something righteous and powerful, and it's going to be a legacy, because what we do for him will last. It says only what we do for him will last. So people wonder, why do things last? Or they may wonder, why didn't that last? Well, if you check the word, it says only what we do for Christ will last. So if you want to do something lasting, put his name on it and do it for him. Do it for him, because it said only what we do for him. So David and his giving, he's doing it for God to get the glory. It's not for him to get the glory. We're acknowledging him. Because the Bible says that we should acknowledge people while they're here. And the Bible says, you don't lift yourself up, but I'll create others to lift you up. I'll create others to glorify your name. All right? And so we are just boasting in the Lord, but we're boasting in what he's doing. And we're just excited because we did never expect that the AAE show would be a conduit, a vessel to bless needy families. I mean, and I'm just like, and you know what? Because one of the reasons why, because we were needy, we were like, you know, y'all know this was a half-hour show. We couldn't even afford the cost to get us on for an hour. You know, this show was a half hour for over 2 years, all right? Because we couldn't afford the monthly fee, amen? And then we had to pay the monthly fee because we needed more than a half hour, and we needed more than, you know, we needed more people to be able to call in. We needed to be able to do the show at any time we wanted. So we had to do it It was a stretch move. We didn't have the funds. We were like what Coach Fred said. You hear the voice, you do it. God said, go on and, you know, pay the fee and get the show on for an hour. Don't worry. Just you're lifting up my name. I'm going to draw people. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto you. And so all men unto him. And we lift him up. And we did it. And look at what happened. We drew in Mr. David Knight, who is blessing. And so that's what it means. You're blessed to be a blessing. So we did it. I didn't have the job yet. I didn't have the extra funds coming in to be able to pay for the extra hour, to pay for the dining. And we prayed about it. Coach Cassandra prayed about it. And we said, and then what did God do? He blessed both of us, within weeks of each other, or days probably. You know, he blessed both of us out of nowhere. We weren't even looking for it with jobs. Can you believe God? I'm telling you, whatever you think God can't do, that's what he's going to do. Because he said in his word, he will do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can ask or think. So even if you can't fix your mouth to ask for it, and I know we do a lot of teaching about fixing your mouth to ask for it because he said it. But I think about when I was a jet mechanic, we were taught that certain components of the aircraft had relief valves so that if the pressure becomes too heavy, it release on its own. Okay, a little valve would go off and would release some pressure. And I think that's what God is like. He gives us a word. He says, ask. But he gives us a relief valve for even when we can't ask. He's going to bless beyond what we could ask if we thought to ask. And he's going to bless beyond what we can think. So he has a relief. I look at that as a relief valve. We're told to think on these things. He said, whatsoever is lovely and whatsoever is kind and whatsoever is pure and just, think on these things. And, you know, as a man thinketh, so is he. And he gives us all these things. He told us to ask and to knock and seek. But even when we can't ask, even when we can't knock, even when we can't seek, he's got the relief valve in place, my God. Whew, nobody but God.
Yes, Coach Lisa. Coach Lisa, I want to chime in on what you just said because we heard it and you said it, but you had to be obedient. I don't know why that word just keeps coming to me, but to be obedient. But you were obedient even though you couldn't see it. You couldn't see where the money was going to come from. You didn't have the money. You had a half-hour show. You were obedient. And in your obedience, it was not only for you, but when we're obedient, look at all the other, it's a ripple-down effect. Look at all the other people that were blessed. Coach Cassandra, Coach Lisa, David Knight is going to be blessed with his Christian social network. The lady that was on this morning has been blessed. It's a trickle-down effect because you were obedient, because now you're sharing the word. Because God gave you everything he gave you with this show, all out of your obedience came all of those blessings. So it's not always for us that we're obedient, but we're obedient for others. And that's important to know because, you know, sometimes what you do for others, you know, God will make happen for you.
Amen.
So you just got to be obedient.
Wow.
That's my word, Coach. That's it. Back to you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. And that's what's happening because we see now, we opened that door and now God brought forth David Knight, who is actually doing the very thing that we've always wanted to do, is to do that. And so we're still doing it. And this radio broadcast, you know, how many times have we prayed? Minister Valerie knows. How many times have we done events, Minister Valerie? How many times have seminars and workshops, and we've prayed. How many times have we been on prayer calls and said, Lord, we want to be a blessing. Lord, we want this event or this ministry to be a blessing. How many times? And just in the car when we were driving back from the conference, Minister Valerie, you know what I said to you. And I was like, God, I know I've called. And you said, yes, Lalisha, you have your ministry. And now we got David Knight bringing Miracle Monday. I'm just in awe. I'm just in awe of God. When Coach Cassandra inboxed me and said, David Knight's going to be coming on to do a Miracle Monday, it didn't register because I was so busy trying to get acclimated to my new job, running out the house, setting up the show from my handphone, from my smartphone, all at the same time, trying to open my garage door and hope that you can't hear it in the background. It didn't quite register. And so then Saturday came and he showed up and it was beginning to register, but it's just now resonating with me that the AAE show has this Miracle Monday, and that it is a show that is being a blessing, and that to me is then Minister Valerie, you know, you really sealed the deal when you came on today with your testimony that this show has blessed you. And I know other people say that, and Lori has said it, and others have said it, and many, many people have said that this show has blessed them. Many people have said it. But you know how sometimes you have to hear something, but maybe like that one more time?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to hear it one more time, or it's not until you said today, and you said this to me before, you said it Saturday, you said it, you come on the show another day and you mentioned it, but it's not until right now that I'm really getting it, that God has allowed or positioned us for such a time as this to be a blessing. Now, there were other ways I wanted to bless people, and I, quite frankly, I just couldn't pull it off. I couldn't quite figure out how to do it. And so God, you know, he's so complete. He's so, he has the final situation going. So he brings David Knight and his Miracle Monday. Now I can go to sleep tonight in such peace, knowing that when I get up Monday morning, and every morning, and Coach Cassandra, and not just me, Coach Cassandra, you are part of this, you too. We can get up every weekday morning. Coach Fred, you too, all of the coaches on this show, all the hosts of this show. When we get up Monday morning, we know that this show is a blessing. And I know it's blessing people in so many different ways, but what a... You know, it's like when Jesus, when he healed people publicly, he didn't take them behind, you know, a building or in a cave and heal them. He healed them publicly, you know, for others to see his miracle working. And there were times when he did try to do things privately, but he couldn't because people began to follow him. Do you know there were a lot of people who followed Jesus just to see the miracles that he performed? There were many people that were in the crowd about the lady with the issue of blood. It doesn't say that there were 5,000 people pushing their way to touch the hem of his garment. They were in the crowd. She was one person that did that. You know? Yes, and so, and the others were just watching. People will show up to see God move, to see his miracle. And that in and of itself does something for people. You know, but anyway, I've said enough, so I'm going to turn it over to Coach Cassandra, Coach Fred, and just, but I could say millions more, you know, there isn't enough time in the world for me to express what I'm seeing right now with this miracle Monday, being here on the AAE show before the Confident Women Conference. I have a lot of confidence about a lot of stuff, but I did not have the confidence that we were going to be on television, and Coach Cassandra can tell you, because she knows. I was like, oh, no, Coach Cassandra, this ain't, and I've done television before, and Minister Valerie knows that because she's been my guest several times on the show. We've taped segments. It's not that I haven't done television before, because I have, but I think because of all the work that I knew that it went into just doing four segments. I only did four segments. It is a tremendous amount of work, and it's a tremendous amount of people that have to be in place to make one half-hour show happen. And I'm not talking about a video clip that you can put on YouTube, because I know I can do that in 5 minutes. Y'all see me do that all the time. I'm walking down the street. I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about a bona fide, qualified TV show that takes a lot, okay, of people coming together, all right? Because all of the parts of doing a television show are so detailed that you're not going to get one person doing all those pieces. So that's why it takes a lot of people. So I was resisting it when she mentioned it. My mind was like, no. I don't even want to try that anymore because it's too much work. But after Saturday and after dealing with David Knight and others, and now I see that, you know what? It's just another miracle waiting to happen. Thank you, Coach Cassandra, for not giving up on me. Thank you for saying, but woman of God, I can hear her voice now, but woman of God, we can do it, you know. And I'm like, now I see it, we can do it, and we will do it. Mm-hmm. And we will do it because it needs to be done. These are miracles that need to be on television. We won't wonder how it's going to happen. We'll just wait for it to happen, because it's going to happen. The AAE show will be televised. I don't know when, but I know it will be. I know it's going to happen. So get your outfits ready. Get your hairdos done. Your nails salon. Because I'm not going on TV jacked up. I don't know about y'all, but I'm not. Okay? When I wrote my first book, I was trained. When your book sit on that shelf at Barnes & Noble's, it needs to look like every other book sitting up there. All right? You got to come correct. You can't be sitting up there looking like, you don't want your book sitting up there looking like you printed it at home. Amen. And so, the same thing with television. No, we got to come with quality. And so, get your nails done, get your hair done, get your teeth done. Listen, whatever it takes, y'all, we got to get it done. Listen.
It's Lord.
Get it done. Hey, listen, I'm talking to me too, y'all. Come on now. We about to do this thing right when we roll up in the studios. Whatever studio we going to roll up in, whoever going to let us shoot it in their studio. Because I know we got down right here in Newark, we got a great studio that people can use anytime they want. But the team to put the show together has got to be there. Because that's one thing about them. They'll let you use their studio and all their equipment, but they're not going to show you how to use it. You got to learn how to. They'll show you, but they're not going to use it for you. So you got to bring your own camera crew, your own navigators, your own light people, your mic people, your light people. You got to bring your own team. But they'll let you. You can do any show you want there for free. And it'll be quality and it'll look great. So anyway, I know I said a lot and I probably said too much, but at least I'm not out of character. So, next. Amen. I know Coach Fred got something to say. Coach Cassandra, where'd y'all go to sleep on me? What's up? That's why I want television. Y'all can't be doing all that going to sleep stuff now when we get on TV. We got to we got. All right.
Do we have another caller in the queue?
We don't have one, but if one that wants to jump in, you can jump in. I know Coach Cassandra had to jump off, and she had a meeting to attend. So we're holding down the fort for her, and we ask God to just give her supernatural favor in her meeting this morning. And we ask him for favor on everybody's life, in your families, in your situations. We're asking for favor and blessings upon you, on your businesses. Don't give up on your business. Don't give up on your education. Don't give up on your dreams. If
yes.
there's anything you wanted to do, like Coach Fred said, just do it. Step out on faith. Be obedient. You hear God's voice. He has a small voice. So it may not be that loud voice yelling at you. It may be that little tiny voice that's urging you to start that business. Write that book. Write that play. Sing that song. Create those beats or whatever it is. Raise those children. Take in those children. You know, there are some people, you know, God's going to call them to give a home to these children. You know, God's calling you to build a building. Just go down there. Just go down there to the building. Talk to the owner. Because they're experiencing stuff too. And some of these buildings, they just want somebody to occupy them. This economy has been bad enough over the past eight years that a lot of people, you never know who might partner with you now because of the situation, you know. And be willing to do something different than what you were thinking. Because God can do abundantly above all that you can ask or think. You know, just step out. I'm ready to step out. I'm ready to step out and do some things. You know, when we were down at NJ Pack last night, the moment I get off the elevator, coming up from the parking lot, parking deck, the first person I lay eyes on is a woman, Gloria Walton, that we held our first women's conference at NJ Pack back in 2004, 10 years ago, 10 years date that she and I put that conference together, where over 250 women packed in NJ Pack. The salesperson, the person that sets up your events, the events coordinator, was so shocked that some two ordinary women wanted to come to their facility to hold a conference. She said, "I'm going to come and just to see." She came on Saturday. We had the Women of Power conference, Christian Women's Conference. We had three powerful speakers. And the lady came, and she was amazed to see 250 women coming in that place, downtown Newark, Christian women, on Saturday morning at 8 o'clock in the morning. She said, "All right, thank you." And she left. She just wanted to see it. She didn't believe it was going to happen. Because at that time, they had never rented out NJ Pack to just a local group of women that said they was having a Christian Women's Conference. It was 2004. They were used to renting it out to Alvin Ailey and, you know, this singer and that group and this and that, you know. And we held it there for 4 years in a row. And every year, the first year we held it there, they were amazed. The guy who did the food, they said, "We ordered enough for 75, the continental breakfast, because we knew we only had enough money for 75 people, and we knew enough people weren't going to show up that early anyway." They gave us, they said, "Double it. Give them enough for 150. And then they were supposed to take it away after a certain time, right? It was an all-day conference. They said, leave it there. And they continued to replenish. And I'm telling you, this is in J-Pack. When they had then the strength they had, trust me, it wasn't no tired muffin in a row. Oh, no, no, no. It was top of the line. They were amazed at that. We were amazed at what God did. We were amazed. And the only reason we stopped having those events there is because God moved all of us just in a different direction. But when I saw Gloria yesterday, we looked at each other as we crossed the street to go in NJPAC to this graduation. We hadn't been to that site together since then. She just looked at me and said, is God trying to tell us something? Because we know that in order for us to do what we did, we knew it was God's favor to hold that event there. And so I don't know if God is telling us it's time to go back. It's 10 years later. I don't know if God is, I don't know, but I know one thing, I'll know. Or the week is out, I'm sure, that if we're going to go and we're going to start back up with our Women of Power Conference, because that conference was God ordained. Yeah, and so I can see Christian Social Network being a part of it. It was held upstairs in the Victoria Room. What a beautiful room. And amen. Valerie, if I had known you then, you would have been, you'd have loved this conference. It was just, put it like this, when they say,
know each other now.
Because if you would have come in there toward the end of the conference, you would have thought that somebody said, you would have thought somebody had yelled, they got a gun. Everybody was down on the floor.
My Lord.
When Pastor Karen, she was always our keynote speaker, Pastor Karen Leonard Jenkins, and let me tell you, that's a woman, I'll tell you, when she got, listen, everybody, you would have thought somebody said, everybody hit the deck. Everybody was on the floor. She didn't even have to come to you. She didn't have to come lay her hands on you. I'm telling you, this woman, when she spoke, she walked around that room, and people just start, I'm telling you, you just got down. She didn't have to tell you to get down. You just got, it was like, Minister Valerie, and those of you listening, it was like you just had to get low. You know? You just had to, like, talk about humble yourself.
The power of God.
You cannot stand up in his presence. So we, she's often asked me, I've seen her before, and she's asked me from time to time, I'll go by her place of business. She does taxes and other accounting work. She has her own, you know, she's right there on Maple Avenue in Hillside. And that's who I get on this broadcast. And Prophetess Karen Leonard Jenkins, my God. And she often asks me about that conference. She says, where's that women's conference y'all used to do? Me, Gloria, and Vanessa Phipps. And but I'd say maybe it's time. Because I've been waiting for them two ladies. I mean, that's an event that you can't do by yourself. That's not a conference you can do alone. Because the price tag on that is somewhere around $20,000. That's a $20,000 event. So you need to have a team out there raising that money. And we raised $20,000 four years in a row. Yeah, you have to have a, you have to raise that kind of money. So, but I think we're ready now. I think we, with people like David Knight, and now that I do know you and Coach Cassandra, I think we can do it now. Not think, I know we can do it now. I think we're ready now to go back to NJPAC, downtown Newark, and do that event, because that was that, that was the ground. You know, like when Prophetess Mim said, it's that ground. That's a ground right there. We something happened in that location.
Something happened there. So look forward, y'all. So look forward, 2015. 2015, we're going to do it. 2015, we're going to do Women of Power. 2015.
Hey, Coach, this is David Knight. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear.
I just got a couple few final thoughts, if you don't mind. Number one, we're going to be kicking off an official fundraiser with Minister Valerie for Breaking Suffering and Silence of Abuse. So I want the listeners to continue to tune in to get in more information about the fundraiser that we're going to be kicking off with that event. In addition to that, if you are a church organization or a nonprofit, the Christian Social Network is available to do fundraisers to support your efforts. We know that the body need much needed resources. Once again, there's billions of dollars floating around in the world. We can transfer those dollars to the kingdom and support kingdom work. So if you are interested in having the Christian Social Network sponsor your fundraiser, go to www.mycsn.org, click on the fundraising tab and put your information in. We are doing things that is unheard of in the business world. We're giving 100% of the funds that we raise back to your organization. So reach out to us, allow us to help so that we can bring much needed resources back to the kingdom to save these suffering families from the struggles of poverty in America and around the world today. Thank you, Coach, for allowing me to share that, and I'll throw it back to you.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm just, woo! Thank you for breaking the suffering and breaking the silence. Powerful, powerful, powerful work. And we can't wait to see what all that's going to look like and how that's going to help so many. I saw them on TV last night talking about bring those girls back that were taken. And they have a huge campaign going. And so we know that there are women who are suffering. And not just women, men too. We know there are people suffering from abuse, men and women, boys and girls, suffering from abuse. And so to break the suffering, number one, and then to break that silence, because some people, after the physical abuse ends, then some people go into the abuse of silence. Silence brings about sometimes a more devastating abuse than that physical part did. And so, Valerie, congratulations, and I celebrate you on your, you know, being obedient to God and not leaving out the breaking that silence piece, because I know some people have gotten abused for just one portion of their life, from the physical part of it, from the actual act of it, rather, whether it was you know, physical abuse or verbal abuse or whatever type of abuse it was, from that part of it, then to their own abuse of the silence part, that sometimes has been more devastating on people's lives and more destructive, causing some to go and get into all kinds of crazy situations. I know when I did work in the jail, and when I worked there, it was so overwhelming. And I only dealt with the women, so I can't speak for what the men were saying. But I was overwhelmed at the amount of women who went into a life that was very negative and very destructive because of some type of abuse, whether it was mental abuse or physical abuse. And the thing that I was somewhat trained to tell them, because I didn't have a social work degree, but I was somewhat trained to tell them that by you talking about this, you're going to be able to walk in victory or walk in deliverance or walk in a new level just by you talking. And when I worked at this halfway house, this jail, before they left, before they went home, it was a requirement, it was mandatory that they stand before the group and share their story from about age three, from whatever they could remember. It was a process they had to write it down, because we knew that some couldn't just get up there and start talking about it because they've never done it and whatever. Some were able to, but most of them could not. They had to write it all down from about age, the earliest they could remember. That was their mandatory activity. And many of them almost seemed like they would rather go back and be locked up in jail than to tell their story. But everyone that did that activity was a new woman. So I'm just telling you what I've seen. And that is, so that silence thing, many of them, something happened to them when they were little, and that sent them into this or that, almost everyone there. And I guess what I'm saying is your project, your breaking the suffering and the silence, it sounds to me like a project definitely for the prisons and the jails. That means county jails, the county jails, and then the state prisons, or even the cities for that matter.
We're on the way. If I may, Coach, just add a little to that, as you're stating, it's more than just the documentary film what the Lord has put in our hands. We do have an enrichment program on bouncing off the documentary film, because, you know, the word says, John 10:10 says what? The thief does not come to do what? Except to kill, steal, and destroy. But what did Yahshua Christ Jesus said? I have come that you may have more life and that you be more abundantly. So with that being stated, that is our purpose. We're breaking suffering, silence of abuse. Our Heal Him Enrichment Program is an empowered spiritual enrichment healing program created to break the suffering, silence of mental, physical, sexual, and spiritual abuse. So we're more than just a genre form of entertainment, if you will. It's more than just that, because we know that. So if it wasn't for the power of God, if it wasn't for the Lord, we wouldn't have been able to survive. And we know that abuse is known as the improper uses of treatment of an entity, often to unfairly or improperly gain a benefit. Abuse can come in many forms, such as physical or verbal maltreatment, injuries, sexual assault, violation, rape, unjust practices, wrongful practice or customs, offense, crime, or otherwise verbal aggression. Before breaking Suffering Silence of Abuse Enrichment Program, we will be able to empower and upbuild, rebuild, and restore your self-esteem and self-worth, and then tie it into the other part of us using your God Talents and Abilities Program as well, too. So it's a two-part enrichment program that we're doing in that respect, because we know that the kingdom of heaven is a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered them unto his good, from Matthew 25:14, how to use your God-given talents and abilities. So we do have the two-part God's Talents and Abilities Training Program, which consists of one course equaling 7 simple sessions totaling 15 practical, effective, successful, and proven steps to take you to the next 11 dimensions. So once, amen, the Lord has delivered you through his power, because that's what we believe. We believe only, again, what we do for Christ is last, but when we're able to touch the inside, to be able to heal and deliver from the inside out, amen, then we're able to tap in to your purpose, what God has called you into light and called you into being and using what he has bestowed in you. Because every one of us have been given an extraordinary gift, every one of us. We know, again, back in Matthew 25:14, as Yahshua Christ Jesus used the servant as a parable, as a teaching tool, if you will, to show how this one servant gave unto his servants more than one talent. One had 5, and one had 3, and one had 1. But it was the one, for some odd reason, didn't use the one. But that's what this course is all about, God's Talents and Training program. And I'm so proud that there is an actually graduating class of 10 recipients from this course deriving from 2008 up to the current date. So we're so excited about that. It's more than just, amen, the documentary film in that respect. We're going deeper as the Lord is allowing us to actually touch, amen, the physical person of a person, the spiritual inside of a person, to break the suffering silence of abuse. Because you're right, Coach, so oftentimes we start out, you know, with being abused, and then we don't say anything, which is the suffering part, and we suffer and suffer in silence and silence for years, such as myself, as being child molested at 9 years old. Who could I tell? So I took that from up until I was 13 years old, being raped in a back alley, and then taking that up into my young adult during the first marriage with domestic violence and so on and so forth, and still not saying anything. But my behavior was speaking volume, you know, in that respect. So that's what our, you know, program is all about, you know, in that respect. So we can even be able to do that. So I had an awesome opportunity to be able to speak on that at a women's conference here in New Jersey on November 2013 at an awesome Church Christ Fellowship. And I tell you how awesome it was received. So, you know, again, it's more than just the documentary film itself. It's more than just the music that we're producing. It's more than just the stage production and the book and all of that that's coming. But what the Lord has given us is an actual healing foundation, a healing foundation. Hey. Through his word, through the power of him. So we're so excited about that. Again, Coach, thank you so much. And to you, Coach Cassandra, Coach David Knight, and Coach Fred that's here as well this morning. I have had yet to have an opportunity to meet and greet with him. Praise the Lord. But I thank the Lord for, what, again, what God is doing here with you all at All About Entrepreneurs. Because I tell you, nobody but God. I thank the Lord that he's allowed and called me to be founder and CEO of Here We Are to Worship Group / Here We Are to Worship Ministries and what we're doing, you know, and, you know, with regard to his people. As you can tell, I'm very speechless this morning. I'm still just overwhelmed with the goodness of our Father. I'm just so overwhelmed with the goodness of God. But for me, in closing remark, if I can, just also tie that in. I just want to say the latter part of my testimony will always follow this: to dreamers, never stop dreaming. If you have survived as we have survived, amen, because we're survivors, we're victorious, we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. You have a dream yet still in you. Continue to dream as we have proven here today. David, I think I'm ready to do a commercial for Christian Social Network. Just want to add that in there. But truly a testament, truly, truly, truly a testament to God, Jews, and people, amen, generous giving people through God, amen, to help your dreams to become a reality. I believe, I can't say it enough, I think I'm living proof. I think I'm a living testimony of how God, working through people, giving generously, can help your dreams come to reality no matter where you are, no matter the circumstance, no matter the situation, no matter the lifestyle. If we just follow the tools, amen, that God has instructed us to use, we will prosper. We shall succeed. So, again, thank you, thank you, thank you all for this awesome collaborative effort. Amen. To God be all the glory for the great things he has done and is doing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, people, I know Monday is somewhat of a holiday, but we will have the broadcast, so don't think that we won't. We will be here to celebrate and wish happy Memorial Day to all those people who have been memorialized. We will have a memory of them, and we will remember them, and we will have people call in and give a shout-out for those people they want to remember and why.
Yes, Coach Lisa, the final word. Coach Fred here. I want to have the listeners listen in, coming in the future. I want to do a short, I don't know how short it's going to be, but I want to do a series on your passion, your vision, and your dreams. The difference between the three and what they mean and how your vision can pull you forward, what your passion will do, and what your dreams are. You know, the visions inspire, but a vision is a clear picture of something that you want to have exist in the future. It's a target that you want to reach, okay? And a vision, as a leader, your vision will encourage people to think beyond what is and visualize what it can or will be. And that's part of the essence of coaching. So I want to start a coaching series giving our listeners a glimpse of what some of the coaching topics are and some of the main points of coaching, starting with vision, passion, and dreams. So look for that to come in the future. Back to you, Coach.
Okay, so you heard that, and so we'll get those dates and we'll let you know. So now we know we have Miracle Mondays with David Knight coming, David Knight Senior of the Christian Social Network. We know we still have a comedian coming. I just have to get her the dates and get her set up. Now we have Coach Fred, we'll have his special segment coming. We'll let you know what day of the week that will be. And then we always have our awesome, powerful guest each and every morning. And Coach Cassandra has been working so diligent to get these phenomenal people. I don't know how she does it. She must have a little black book that just has everybody's name in it. Because I said, boy, oh boy, she's truly a woman after my own heart. I said, she knows everybody. But we also want to give a shout-out to Ms. Bernita Ewing and the work she's doing with her television and how she's getting those votes. And please, when you see the video, watch the video. Every time you watch the video, she gets another vote. So we want to support her and what she's doing. We want to lift up our Power Up Your Possibility teleshow coming Tuesday. Please, please, please share the flyer. Let people know. We got George Frazier coming, Lethea Owens also coming. We're trying to see if we can get it televised, and so that's why we're hooking up with Miss Audrey Wiggins. She's going to help us try to get it televised. So please, would I say the lady's name? Yes, definitely. So we're going to try to do that, you know, through some Skyping or some other tool that she uses. But definitely this month, June, Power Up Your Possibility, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. It's going down Tuesday night, the 27th of May. The 27th of May, that's our May show, Power Up Your Possibilities. George Frazier, powerful, dynamic. You don't want to miss this. Lethea Owens, another powerhouse in her own right. Both of them making millions of dollars, but going around the world showing other people how to do the exact same thing. And that's what they've been doing for years. They're going to come on. You want to be ready with your notes, pads, with your pens, whatever it takes for you. And you want to tell somebody else to get on the line on Tuesday for that. But we'll definitely be back on Monday, on Memorial Day. We have so many more other things we want to share with you. For those of you who want to look into becoming a coach, please contact me. I have a special training that I'm offering for people who want to get their certificates so that you can be a certified coach. And if you want to learn about all the coaching opportunities, I have some information and some contacts on the various coaching opportunities that are out there that I share with my students who attend my program. I share with them how to set up their practice and so much more. So for those of you who want that as your business, as an entrepreneur, you were wondering, I talked to a lady yesterday, Felicia Cosby, and she was like, you know, I think maybe I want to be a coach. I was like, okay, fine. So I told her, you know what to do, so she should be calling soon. I said, whenever you're ready, you know. I'm ready when people are ready. And who's another lady? Oh, my other friend in Atlanta. She is getting her coach certification. She's actually gone through the program. She's almost finished. Olivia Yearling, she will have her coach certification. And she was so motivated because she's working on a project with an organization, and they needed a certified coach. So she was like, oh, my friend, Felisa, certified coaches, let me go to her. So she did. We talked. We got her thing going. So I'm telling you, y'all, this is real, honey. Coaching is a real, legitimate business. And it's almost like coaching is like a personal trainer type. You know, you can get your certification in so many places. It's not like one place, right? So many places you can become a certified personal trainer. And there are people who will work with you because you have that certification, even though people work with you if you don't. But I'm just saying a lot of people then start their own personal training businesses. That's why I brought that up, because now that's all you need is a customer. First you need a client, and then once you get a client, but because you can get the certification all you want, but if you don't get any clients, then what good is that going to do you, right? In terms of it being a business, you can always have it be a hobby. I know many coaches that they just do it because they like it. It's a hobby. They just love coaching people, okay? But they're not doing it as a business. I'm talking about having it as your business, as your entrepreneurship choice of the industry that you want to be in. So definitely there's that option. Other businesses that you want, we heard yesterday a young man can help you start a franchise. If you want to do a franchise, you got Fran Harmony. Dr. Charles, so please contact Dr. Charles, the last name Jackson, Dr. Reverend Charles Jackson. He's on Facebook. Connect with him, or you can get his contact information from myself or Coach Cassandra. And there are many, many other people. So, got to go, y'all. This has been a great show. Everybody, you have a great, wonderful day, and I thank you. Good. That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams. Yeah.